This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, Ready or Not's bite-sized based podcast that gives you practical, short and sharp suggestions that will help you nail motherhood and career one tip at a time. I'm Loz, and I wanted to chat to you today about some funny questions that can arise when you return to work and how to navigate those questions and answer them in a nice, polite, boundary-holding way. And I want to preface this by saying often these questions are really well-meaning, but they're awkward and can be intrusive from colleagues. So here's a list of some more uncomfortable questions that you might encounter, along with tips on how to handle them gracefully. Number one, how was your time off? Did you enjoy it? Your answer. It was a really unique experience, full of ups and downs, like any major life event. I'm glad to be back and really looking forward to catching up with everybody. This response acknowledges the question without going into any personal details, because what on earth are people thinking suggesting that was time off? Have you had a child? Do you understand the complexities of having to look after a small human being? It was not time off, my friend. It's actually easier and less mentally draining to be at work. Number two, are you going to be able to handle both work and a baby? Your answer. I'm pretty confident in my ability to manage both, and I've made arrangements to ensure that I can give my best to my role and to my family. This reassures them of your competence, number one, and your preparedness without needing to justify your choices. Number three, you're looking pretty tired. How's the baby sleeping? Are you getting enough rest? Are they sleeping through? I can't believe how many colleagues will suggest in this day and age that you look tired. Like, if you're tired, you clearly feel tired. You probably look tired. The worst thing someone can do is even remotely suggest that that's how you look. Like, what is going on in their heads? Your answer. Baby sleep can be so up and down. It's constantly evolving, but I'm managing it really well and just adjusting as needed. Thanks for asking. What else are you meant to say to that other than, yeah, I'm tired and I might be for the rest of my life, but please don't draw attention to it and it's not affecting my ability to work. Number four, will you be taking more time off soon? Your answer. If I was planning on taking extended leave, I'd make sure to address that as it arises. But for now, I'm fully committed to my work and enjoying being back. Number six, how's your partner coping with you being back at work? I'm sorry. Is anybody asking how he's going back at work and coping with me at home looking after his child all day? I think not. Your answer. Yeah, really well. We're working together as a team. We manage everything together. It's a real team effort, but I appreciate your concern. Again, this reinforces the idea of shared responsibility between you and your partner without going into personal details. And this one is always a well-meaning question, but it just grates me slightly if it's delivered by the wrong person. Do you feel like your priorities have changed now that you're a mum? In the right context, it can be fine, but I've had this before from someone that I felt like was insinuating that I wasn't on top of my workload. My answer would be something along the lines of, my priorities have definitely evolved, but I am equally as committed to balancing my professional responsibilities as I am with my role as a parent. So this acknowledges the change without getting into any specifics about how it might affect your work, because I'm sure it is not. The last one, why didn't you take longer leave? Or, you're back early. Don't you want to enjoy the rest of your parental leave? Well-meaning, I believe in this situation, the best way to answer that question is, I took the time off that was right for me and my family. I'm ready and I'm excited to be back at work. Even if you're not, it's probably not a great idea to be like, look, I would have loved continuous mat leave, but financially I need to be here, which is the reality for most working parents as to why many don't take 55 years of leave And also, parenting is great, but it's also equally as great to want to go back to work at a time that suits you, whether that's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 18 months later. It's whatever's going to work for you, your own mental health, and your own mental stimulation. The last question that you might get at work. So now that you're working part-time, what do you do on your days off? Again, my friend, motherhood spares no people. Motherhood does not spare any mother with time off unless your children are in a faraway land away from you, and they would still find a way to call you, talk to you, telepathically engage with you. There is no switching off. The politest way to respectfully let this person know that that is not the case, but also acknowledge that, yes, you are working part-time and most likely doing a full-time role within those part-time hours, is in the following manner. I wish it was time off. Managing part-time work while juggling full-time family responsibilities is really difficult, but yes, I do really enjoy the 2 days that I have with my family. Or perhaps if it's not with your family and you are most likely playing catch up on life admin, I would just say, I do really enjoy the time where I have to myself to get on top of family admin tasks. All in all, general tips for handling intrusive questions, mostly well-intentioned ones. Set boundaries. It is okay for you to steer conversations away from personal topics or to keep your responses brief. Stay professional. Maintain a professional demeanor and avoid getting defensive. It can be really difficult. I definitely struggle with that. But it is also okay if someone is asking you questions around your personal life to say, that's a personal boundary of mine, in the politest way possible. Hopefully you don't have to prepare for any of these questions, but if you do come across them, these responses should help you navigate the return to work with confidence and maintain your privacy while managing your professional relationships. Let's hope you never receive one of these hilarious questions.